Welcome back to the Spoken Wood Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Vanderlist. And for today's episode, we have an article that was written and recorded for us by our very own village carpenter, Carrie Haltman. It's titled, Chew on This, and was originally posted March 17, 2010. Now to read more great posts like today's, visit Carrie's weblog at www.villagecarpenter.blogspot.com. Or of course, as I always do, I'll make sure to have links in the show notes to make it that much easier for you to get there. So without further delay, let's get on with the show.
So I'm sitting in the dentist's chair having a tooth drilled, sans Novocaine, a la Little Shop of Horrors, and after the filling is ground with a Dremel-like tool whose high-pitched screech could peel paint, the hygienist slides a piece of paper in between my upper and lower choppers. Bite down, please. Tap, tap. Now, grind your teeth back and forth. The paper leaves a residue on the high spots of the filling, so the dentist knows where to file, garnering a perfect fit between your teeth. I often disappear to my happy place while at the dentist's office, and today I was whisked away to a book I'm reading entitled Our Workshop, Being a Practical Guide to the Amateur in the Art of Carpentry and Joinery by Temple Thorold, 1866. The book was sent to me by my friend Gary Roberts, who runs the Telemera site. Recently, he's produced exact reprints of some 18th, 19th, and early 20th century woodworking books that contain fascinating, relevant information, all told in a prettier language than we speak today. The episode with the dentist reminded me of one passage on joining two boards, one of which has been squared up. Quote, if a little chalk be rubbed evenly all over the true edge, a small portion of the white powder will be deposited on the prominent points of the work, if the former be slightly moved backwards and forwards over the latter in the direction of its length. By removing the material where the chalk has adhered, we shall soon bring the edge of the second plank into close contact with that of the first. End quote. I just had to try it. One problem, though, no chalk. The next-door neighbor kid has a bunch that she uses to decorate our shared driveway, which is highly amusing and much appreciated, but I was unable to divert her attention long enough to pilfer some. Instead, I tried a series of experiments with things I had on hand: graphite, flour, baking powder, and powdered sugar. Nothing worked well, so I reluctantly parted with a buck and bought a pack of chalk, which worked. Our Workshop is a short book, only about 195 pages, but covers several topics that a hand tool woodworker would find captivating. Many will already know much of the content, but there are enough details and tidbits that you might not know, all presented so eloquently as to be lyrical, that it's an absolute delight. And it's close enough to modern language to be easily understood, kind of like Moxon's Mechanics Exercises book, but without the lisp.
Thanks again for listening to today's episode of the Spoken Wood Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please consider subscribing to the show so you won't miss a single episode. Subscribing is quick, it's easy, and more importantly, it's totally free. By subscribing today, you'll be guaranteed not to miss another episode. To find out more information about today's author or any of the previous authors who've appeared on the Spoken Wood Podcast, stop by our website at www.spokenwoodpodcast.com, where you'll find all the show notes and links so you can find them that much easier. And one more thing. Do you have a blog post or an article you'd like to share with the audience of the Spoken Wood Podcast? Drop me a line to get more information about how today at spokenwoodpodcast@gmail.com. Until the next episode, take care, and we'll be talking to you soon.